You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to the Market Closing Podcast on the last day of the trading week. This is the 18th of May. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
The Market Closing Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
May is the month of the bull, and ironically enough, the bulls seem to be having a hard go at the markets. The S&P BSE Sensex has cracked over 300 points on Friday today amid uncertainty as to who will form the government in Karnataka and rising crude oil prices. Nifty 50 also slipped below its crucial support that was placed at 10,600, and that does not say good news for the bulls. The market closed lower for the fourth consecutive session in a row amid uncertainty in Karnataka. The Supreme Court on Friday ordered that floor test in the Karnataka Assembly be held tomorrow at 4 p.m, that is on Saturday. The S&P BSE Sensex finally closed 300 points lower at 34,848, cracking below Mount 35K, while Nifty 50 ended 86 points below at 10,596. Nifty 50, which on the afternoon of the announcement of the results, that is on the 15th of May, had hit as high as 10,929, has cracked below 10,600, and the Sensex, which was hovering in the 35,800 regions, has finally slipped below 35,000. What's happened on a weekly basis? Nifty and Sensex have both plunged 2% each, respectively. Sectorally, Nifty PSU Bank has lost as much as 6%, followed by Nifty Infrastructure, which was down 3.5%, Nifty Energy slipping 3.5%, Nifty Auto correcting by about 3.4%, and Nifty Pharma down 2.4% for the week ended 18th of May. Bad news for mid-cap and small-cap as well, both indices slipping. Nifty mid-cap is slipping as much as 3% and small-cap index down 2.4% in the last five trading sessions. Top mid-cap losers have included companies like PC Jeweler, down 18%, Allahabad Bank, down 18.5%, Syndicate Bank, down 16%, Punjab National Bank, down 15%, Tata Global Beverages, down 15%, and SpiceJet, down 12%. If that was a summary of the week that was in the markets, let's find out which stocks were in news today on the trading day. Bajaj Finance has touched a fresh 52-week high of 2,167.5 rupees, rising nearly 4% intraday today on Friday. The company has registered a 60% growth in its quarter 4 FY18 net profit at 720.95 crore rupees against 449.15 crore rupees in the year-ago period. The stocks closed 3.7% higher. Bajaj Finance has seen its market capitalization soaring to 1,23,890 crore rupees, followed by IndusInd Bank and Sun Pharma at 1,16,252 crores and 1,11,493 crores, respectively. Retail chain Avenue Supermart's share price fell 5.2% intraday Friday as promoter Radha Kishan Damani will sell up to 1% stake in the open market. For a 5% fall in Avenue Supermarts, we have a counter with another stock that rose as much as 5%. Bhushan Steel share price rallied nearly 5% after its board of directors approved the allotment of 7.2 crore shares to lenders. Strides Shasan share price dropped over 20% after it reported a consolidated loss from continuing operations at 4.4 crore rupees for the March quarter against a profit of 91.6 crore rupees in the year-ago period. Shares of Voltas slipped nearly 6% on the back of poor March quarter numbers. The company has reported a 3% fall in its consolidated net profit at 194 crore rupees for the fourth quarter ended March 2018 against 200 crore rupees in the same quarter last fiscal. The chemicals firm SRF share price also fell nearly 14% after it reported a 4% decline in its consolidated net profit at 124 crore rupees for the quarter ended March year on year. We've only been talking about stocks that fell. There are some stocks that rose as well. It was not just Bajaj Finance. So let's start with those. Shares of JK Tyre and Industries rose 2.5% as the company reported strong numbers in the quarter ended March 2018. The company's quarter four net profit was 77% at 158.87 crore rupees against 89.48 crore rupees in the same quarter last fiscal. More good news coming into the Bajaj family. Bajaj Auto share price gained more than a percent after reporting better than expected earnings for the March quarter. Profit for the quarter grew by 34.7% year-on-year to 1,080 crore rupees and revenue rose by 38.3% to 6,773 crore rupees. Overall though, the stock closed 1.4% lower. And finally, Kiran Mazumdar Shaw's Biocon Limited has sold close to 2% stake in its research arm, Syngene International, for an estimated 230 crore rupees. The stock, therefore, closed 1.4% higher. And finally, some news outside of the market. We start with something related to the market. The new kid on the block, Indostar Capital Finance, an NBFC, which offers structured term financing solutions for corporates and loans to small and medium enterprise borrowers, is set to list on Bursa's on Monday. The IPO offering was on only recently. The state in the south that has become the center of the country's attention, Karnataka. The Supreme Court on Friday ordered that floor test in the Karnataka Assembly be held at 4 o'clock on Saturday, that is tomorrow. A bench of justices, A.K. Sikri, S.A. Bobde and Ashok Bhushan, was listening to a writ petition filed by the Congress JDS regarding Governor Vajubhai Vala's invitation to the BJP to form a government in Karnataka, said a report. The contention here is of course based on two different sets of precedents. As recently as in 2017 in Goa and Manipur, the single largest party did not go on to form the government, was not invited to form the government. There was a post-poll alliance which another party formed and they went on to form the government. But in this case, the single largest party was invited to form the government, and therein lies the rub, and that is the writ petition filed by the Congress JDS alliance. Let's not stay simply local, let's go global for a minute and see how European markets are doing. The shares there began the day lower as it raised concerns on geopolitical tensions and trade war issues have surfaced again. The pan-European Stock 600 was 0.21% lower, with most sectors in the red. And for markets that have already closed, we turn oriental. Asian shares were higher, looking to shed the lower close on Wall Street as investors digested the latest over the US-China trade developments. Well, that's it from us on the Stock Market Podcast Desk. We will, of course, see you first thing in the morning, bright and early, with the new week. And hopefully, there'll be some resolution when it comes to Karnataka and how the stock market reacts to that. And if the bullish trend that was so visible as of last week will return, or if it's going to be a month of the bears in the month of the bull. We will have to wait to find all that out. And in the meanwhile, we hope you have a fantastic weekend. We wish Tina Fey a very happy birthday. Perhaps you'll watch reruns of 30 Rock or go fetch a copy of Mean Girls. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh. On behalf of everyone here at Money Control, saying thank you for joining us and stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.